When I go to the ocean now, I realize that what might be happening to us here locally is probably happening to somebody else halfway around the world as well.
That's Anna Blanco, executive director of the San Francisco International Ocean Film Festival. Now, in its 11th year, the festival will screen over 40 films from more than a dozen countries. Blanco stopped by to give us a preview of this year's program.
The topics are as broad as the ocean itself. What's happening with the marine wildlife, coastal cultures, what's happening as a result of climate change, what methods of fishing are depleting certain species of fish, and where are we going to end up if we don't do something about it. One of my favorite films is a film by Garrett Venn, and it was sent to us from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And this one is called Through the Lens, the Yellow-billed Loon. And it's an amazing bird that is found off the coast of San Francisco. And it has a very distinctive call. It's only 7 minutes, but in 7 minutes you will be mesmerized by the beauty of this bird and the sounds, the beautiful sounds that it makes.
The Channel Islands, a small chain just off the coast of Southern California. These rugged and windswept islands are an oasis.
We also have a film on Friday at 4 o'clock. It's entitled Return Flight. It's the world premiere of a film done by local filmmaker Kevin White. And it's fascinating and it's so beautifully done. It's about the reintroduction of the bald eagle to its native Channel Islands off the waters of Southern California. It is mesmerizing because it talks about the effects of long-band DDT pollution that still persists in the waters and how it's affected the bald eagle.
I was born in the ocean, raised by the waves. The ocean is in me.
This year we're celebrating our third annual student film competition, and the competition is designed to give middle school and high school students a opportunity to do a film, to tell their story about the ocean, and to have it shown on the big screen. One of those is a local student from St. Ignatius College Preparatory School in San Francisco, and it's a beautiful story about how he connects with the ocean through surfing. And it's simple, it tells a story, it just really communicates how he, as an individual, even at a young age of being a high school student, what the ocean does for him when he goes surfing, and how it relaxes him, how he connects with it, and how he feels that the ocean is in him, which is, at the end of the day, true for all of us, I believe.
From a young age, I felt intoxicated by the beauty of the blue. My dad always told me, nobody owes you anything. The same goes for the high seas. You can't control its power, but you can appreciate its beauty.
I think in this day and age with technology, and we all get so all consumed with what we have at our fingertips to make our lives a little bit easier, I think we forget that going out into nature is what really helps us to connect in a very different way, and the ocean is definitely emblematic of that.